Alright guys, so welcome to the PFL Music Podcast. This is your host, Pablo Yerviz Vargas. Thank you so much for tuning in. So you listen to the podcast on YouTube, Rumble and BitChute. You know what to do, make sure you subscribe. Also, you're listening to the podcast on Anchor.fm. Just simply share, simply click. It's going to really help the podcast. With this, guys, let's go right into it. This is episode 147, right? The title for this video is Keep Things Organized, right? Keep things organized. Why is important for us to just keep things organized, right? So my apartment right now is organized, right? My rooms are organized. When I wake up in the morning, make sure that the video is not going a little crazy here. There you go. Good. Maybe I should not move too much, right? All right, there you go. So the reason I keep my room organized, the reason I keep a lot of things organized is because I want to make sure when I wake up, I'm not confronting conflict, okay? The first thing I do is make sure that I do my bed, make sure that my room is clean, right? And more importantly, I already have a routine. And that routine cannot be interrupted. I notice every time that my routine that I establish and I work for gets interrupted, right? I do get a little bit out of line, let's call it. Not upset, not mean, but out of line, right? Because I already have, because my mind is clean, but I already have some ideas for the next day. Therefore, I just want to follow through those ideas. Every time that I have, like, you know, things that stop me from getting to that momentum, it's time for me to put a hole in, right? So the benefit for that, right? Waking up, there's a problem, which is your bed. You fix the problem, you're ready in that momentum, right? Brushing your teeth, putting water in your face, all those do good things, right? Now what happened is, now when you get to your living room, you get to the rooms, right? You get everywhere, everything is clean. You're not having constant conflicts coming in. Yeah, you're not having things coming in. You're not having things that worries you all the time. Remember, you're in a screensaver mode when you're sleeping. You're not thinking. All of a sudden, when you wake up, let's say you go to the restaurant, you see things dirty. You have to just think about that dirtiness. You have to think about how to clean it. So now you're putting your mind into a state of basically complete chaos for no reason. That's why it's very important to always keep your house and your room clean. Let's go to the next one. The next one is basically to think better, okay? Because there's a healthiness to think better, right? When you're in a state of complete calmness. You cannot think better when you're in a state of constant conflict, right? The reason to have everything clean, even when you go before you go to bed, everything has to be clean, is because when you wake up the next day, you don't want to be in that conflict right away. Hey, you don't want to do that. Remember, your brain does take a little bit of time to recover from some things. Give them that time. And if you didn't clean things before, you're procrastinating, which makes it better, harder. Right now, in my home, I have a tree, I have a chair, a small sofa, some books and pens, and a TV, and that's it. It's some of the things of my baby, that's it. And the rest is just clean, completely empty. The same with my rooms, the same with everything. Everything looks the same, right? For the reason being is, for example, I'm a salesman. I do sales and I do dials. Hey. One of the things that I noticed about dials is if I want to do dials and things are not organized, my mind goes to weird places for some reason. I'm just saying that's how my brain works. I just go to weird places. Everything to avoid dialing. Need to clean the room. Need to do this. Need to practice piano. Need to move the hundreds of things, right? Hundreds. Now, what if I just clean everything, have everything organized, have everything ready? Do I have any excuse? Do I? I don't. So if I have everything under control and ready to start, and I still have excuse, I'm the problem. Okay, me being the problem, can I confront that problem? Or admit that problem? Of course not. Because remember, humans, we are perfect. We have no problems. Exactly. So making sure that everything is organized before you even done an activity give you the power, of course, to move forward and just apply any action right there and there. Now, other thing is, remember, one of the other benefits of keeping things organized in your house is when you go back to the world, you can confront the world with a clean mind. The world is chaos. If you cannot control the chaos on your house, you cannot control the chaos outside. Or you cannot even confront the chaos outside. Why is that, Pablo? Because your home is a representation of your mind. You have to understand that. It's a representation in your mind. See your house. See your room. How is it? It's all disorganized. Your mind is disorganized. See your closet. Are your closets organized? Your closets are not organized. That's probably a side of your mind that is disorganized. It needs some attention. Okay? So all those things count. So when you go back to the world, it's not as bad. Okay. So to have that in mind, okay, and you will see it. People that tend to have mental problems, mental health disruptions, you will see their first thing they see is look at the house, look at the room. How are they? One thing you're gonna see after the other is that they're all disorganized, they're all destroyed, they all stink. Let me tell this story. When I was living in New York, Brooklyn, I used to live with this person. This person pretended to be a person very clean, very, you know, very dovey-dovey. That person had a breakdown, started destroying things. He took my coffee maker, threw it to my door. It was crazy. She finally got arrested because she was close to, you know, take her life, and thank God it didn't happen, right? I don't want to watch anything bad to anybody. So the police needed some investigations about that person. Okay, they asked me, I told them, do what you guys need to do. We're off the limit here. We opened that door, and we didn't know that that person was receiving schizophrenic treatment and mental health treatment. And the room was disorganized completely. Stink. Book. I mean, it was bad. It was bad, but it was a representation, right, of their mind. Their mind was not organized. So therefore, because their mind was not organized, that person had breakdowns a couple times, right? And we have breakdowns. I'm not perfect. I have minds, right? But I managed to just work through those breakdowns correctly. So when things come, I can just attack the world in the right lens. Right? Remember, the house, your apartment, and everything is a representation of your mind. Make sure you keep it close to you. Okay? With this, guys, simply, this was episode 147 for the PFM Music Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. I really appreciate it. Make sure that you like, subscribe, you listen to the podcast in Anchor.fm. Just make sure you give it a play and a share, and I'm going to really appreciate it with this guy. Thank you so much. This is your host, Pablo Ruiz Vargas. I'm out. Peace.